So I've got two very interesting people in here about their events thing that they do. One of them is X2SER, Oscar Byrne. Hello, Oscar.
Hey, Max. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Good to have you back.
Thanks.
And we've also got Jack Moran, friend of the show. you've been on Drive before, and now it's your first time actually here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, Oscar and I used to come here and do the graveyard shift.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did a graveyard shift here, I think, like 4 years ago.
Oh,
yeah.
No way. Oh, that's cool.
Good times.
That's very cool. You're running this events company called Debaser Events. Where did you get the name from, and what exactly do you guys do?
Well, the name came from the Pixies song.
Okay.
Big Pixies fan. Yeah, that's kind of the origin story of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack and I were friends at uni just next door at UTS.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, yeah, I think we gravitated towards each other because we were part of a geek society at UTS.
UTS had a geek society?
Yeah, I don't think it has it anymore, but we were going to the same like local shows, and then I started booking shows at the Gladdy.
Right.
Just down the road from 2SER Studios, Good Space Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Big friend of the station.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I guess it just happened quite organically. Jack and I working on these live shows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yeah, I guess, live music in a nutshell.
And I mean, we've had you on the show before, Jack. You're talking about your exhibition. I was there. That was some months ago now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it all went fairly well. But look, just quickly, what do you guys love about the Sydney music and arts scene? Like what gravitates, you're talking about being gravitated towards people and being gravitated towards events. What exactly, like, I guess, fires your imagination, to borrow a phrase from the Rolling Stones?
Oh, I think that there's just so much of it that remains undiscovered.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many pockets of music, and that's one of the great things about running a kind of an events company, is that you can create space for people to play.
Okay.
And when you kind of tie that in with like marketing or like outreach, mm-hmm. it's just like you see people coming and having a great time. And that is like every time we put on a gig and people come and have fun, it just like sets the fire for the next, you know,
gig. Yeah, that's cool. Oscar, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I think it's exactly that. You're facilitating these connections. And I mean, that's why I love doing it. You're setting up the platform and the stage for bands, and not just bands. We put on lots of exhibitions and poetry nights, and often nights where they all cross-pollinate. We'll have all three of those things on. And
it sounds like a logistical challenge, though.
At times, yeah, especially up in Good Space where the capacity isn't the largest. But yeah, I think that's why why we love doing it, is just bringing those people together. And I think Sydney's a city that is resurrecting and coming back to life after, obviously, COVID, obviously, lockout laws. And I think there's a real appetite.
Mm.
And being able to kind of feed that appetite feels good, and it's fun.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Now, in terms of trends in the Sydney music scene, like, so far, I guess, so you've been at it for a couple of years, right?
Five years.
Yeah. So far this decade, and I am drawing a very long timeline here, but we'll just go with it. What trends have you seen and are currently seeing in the local sort of music and artistic scene here in Sydney?
I think that economically and socially, there's been like a big push to kind of doing DIY stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to like kind of that lazy thinking kind of thought doing
fair
stuff
enough.
That's small scale, entry level, really easy to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also like in our time, collaboration has been a really big element. Like I think when I was going first to gigs, it felt like bands were quite separate. And now it's like, at least in our circle, so kind of central and outer like inner west, it seems like everyone's playing together. Everyone's really like pushing to have this
less
connection.
Clicky.
Yeah.
Is that only sort of within the sort of inner west bubble, or is that sort of more like,
well, I'm just speaking
city-wide.
From experience.
Sure.
Like,
that's a good point though. Like I think the scene coming out of Parramatta, that's
And if you go even further west, you've got groups like, you know, as controversial as it is, you have groups like 1-4.
Yeah, you probably maybe on a more of a local scale in those areas they
I mean, like Sollywood, Zion Garcia, like all that kind of crowd, like what they do and collaborate together, like I think that's
Sollywood?
A very common theme.
He's a Western Sydney rapper.
Oh, okay.
From Parramatta, I think. And
okay.
Yeah, I think in terms of your question with trends, like maybe a more recent trend is definitely seeing the burgeoning hip-hop scene.
Yeah.
Like the artists that Jack just mentioned, like Friday, Zion Garcia, these are acts that I think are really original and interesting. And coming from a scene that, and an area geographically, it's probably felt a bit disconnected.
Yeah.
From the inner west. So seeing, we put on a show at Oxford Art Factory with Solly and Zion Garcia came on stage. And even seeing the difference in audience and bringing that to the inner west and inner city was honestly awesome.
Okay, cool. That's actually, yeah, that's, I mean, if you can't go there, bring it here, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? That makes sense. And I guess one last thing before I let you both go. What upcoming events are you guys excited for? And can you give us a little bit of a, like, without giving too much, no spoilers, please, but like, what are you like keen on at the moment?
We're doing, same as 2SER did, the Metro Residency.
Mm-hmm.
The free 5 weeks of shows. I think it's over 12 months. We just had the third one on Wednesday night. So we've got two more left every Wednesday for the rest of the July, free entry and booking a lot of acts that 2SER gives a lot of love to.
Okay.
We just had Memory Motel, Megafauna, Jacob Turl, and last night, Bennett's Grove, The Engine.
Yeah, it's really cool experimenting with putting gigs on, like the Metro Lair the Metro Social is such a, it's like a really nice, intimate venue.
Yeah.
And doing Wednesday nights where it's free, it's quite interesting, especially in winter when Sydney's kind of in hibernation. It's kind of a nice incentive to go out and look at the city and
it's cool.
Be in the 24-hour economy, apparently.
And it'd be a lot quieter on a Wednesday night, I reckon. Like in terms of...
We've been averaging 140 RSVPs.
No, but like in terms of like actually getting there.
Yeah.
And like dealing with like infrastructure and traffic and
people.
Can just
take the Metro.
The Metro.
Yeah.
Big ups to the Metro.
Big ups to the Metro. But no. Thank you for coming on, boys. It was very illuminating.
Thanks for having us.
No worries. And look, I'm sure we'll be posting links to your socials and everything else.
Oh yeah, @debaser_events.
On Instagram. And we'll be popping links to that on the website after the show and everything else. But look, thank you both for coming. And don't be a stranger, and I'll see you later.
See you soon.
No worries.